Thank you. Item 13, please.
Item number 13, from the Interim Fiscal and Budget Administrator, Fiscal Affairs Division, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report detailing a new narrative format for the County Executive's 2014 recommended budget. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Fudge, Director Fudge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. Before you have the proposed draft new budget narrative that will hopefully be coming out at the end of September, we wanted to give you a chance and the public as well and staff and interested parties to see the new narrative so that you know what it'll look like when you receive it at the end of September. DAS fiscal staff and some others have taken a look at the narrative as compared to best practices and other narratives used by other units of local government and have basically come up with this new format, which has been approved by the county executive. One of the main goals, there's really two main goals. One is to make it more readable and more informative in general, and second is to win an award that's presented by the Government Finance Officers of America, GFOA. It's an industry group for folks like us, which basically has criteria for best practices. And so one of the performance measures for the Department of Administrative Services Fiscal Affairs Division will be to win that award based on this narrative in 2014.
Director Fletcher.
Sure.
Pardon me. Director Fletcher, when's the last time Milwaukee County received such an award?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, I'm not aware that we ever have. We haven't since I've been here. I believe we won it at one point for the Consolidated Annual Financial Report. I don't know if we still do. But as far as the budget presentation, I do not know that we've ever won it. There are several counties in Wisconsin and municipalities that have won it. Waukesha County wins it routinely, some of the other smaller ones as well.
Well, I am given our financial management staff, I feel encouraged that
Mr. Mansky is going to make a correction.
We won an award we don't know about.
At some point within the near future, we will win such an award. Comptroller Mansky?
We've received the reward certificate achievement for financial reporting probably for the last 25 years. So, and we continue to receive that and apply for that.
Okay,
reporting is not a budget.
All we do is
win. Are we dysfunctional if we do that?
Sing it.
25 years?
Sing it.
Ronnie, that's fine. Go ahead, sir.
Well, hopefully this will be the first of 25.
All we do is win.
So this is just a brief walkthrough of the new narrative structure and sort of the reason that we're creating it. First of all, we wanted to create a focus on services and not departments. The current narrative is really focused sort of on departmental structure, and then the budget highlights, which I think receives the most attention, is focused on changes. What we felt that the narrative, the current structure, doesn't do a great job of is showing what is the current service level and achievement that each department is doing, and how is that impacted by the changes. Under budget highlights, when you see one position being abolished or created, is that on a base of 2 or 200? The narrative currently doesn't really say that. So this hopes to kind of improve that. We also hope to provide the information more clearly, reducing the amount of text and getting rid of duplicative and unnecessary tables. And as I mentioned before, winning the Distinguished Presentation Award. A little bit of background on the award. It's an industry best practice. There are 26 criteria, many of them mandatory, some discretionary. It requires an overview of the entire county, analysis of long and short-term issues, organizational goals, details on expenditures and revenue analysis, a statement of financial practices, some accounting information showing information by fund, and also guidelines surrounding capital and debt. And as it says in the presentation, 9 counties won this award for their fiscal year 2011. Some of the specific elements is a budget message. And some of the things that I've already described, a description of what were the short-term drivers that led to the decisions that are in the budget, the state budget, the economy, things of that nature. Long-term issues, there will now be sort of an analysis and a follow-up on the five-year forecast that's currently performed, information about fund balance policies, an analysis of the major expenditure and revenue types, and also, interestingly, community and organizational data. What is the population of the county and its socioeconomic status and things of that nature? Moving on quickly then to the sort of how the narratives for each department will now look. This is the front page of any given department. I created a fictitious department so that nobody had to worry that their position was shown on here, or any department head maybe thought that we were tipping what would be in the 2014 budget. So basically, you have the financial summary. On the expenditure side, we've tried to consolidate some of the appropriation units into personnel, operating, capital outlay, debt and depreciation, and net of cross charges and abatements. Currently in the narrative, there's a table in the back that has every single appropriation unit. I think it's 11. Most of the departments don't even have expenditures in those areas, so this was a way to kind of consolidate that. The revenue side is basically as it currently exists. We only have the three types, tax levy. The personnel side, there was a lot of discussion last year during the budget. Some of the supervisors, especially the newer ones, it was confusing how it was displayed, FTE counts. Currently, the FTE count in any department shows not only positions, but the count includes things of a technical nature like salary adjustment, overtime, vacancy and turnover that the budget software uses to calculate dollars, but really isn't relevant to the actual number of FTEs in a department. This number will get rid of those extraneous items. We've also broken it out so that there's a count of full-time positions and then seasonal, hourly, or pool positions. There will be a full-time, and this is broken out based on title code, so it won't necessarily be a round number. There may be a decimal, and that's because there's a full-time position, perhaps that someone works half-time or three-quarters time or things of that nature. The seasonal, hourly, and pool positions related to the A&E discussion earlier will not include temp staff hired as consultants, but rather your park seasonals, your pool nurses, interns, things of that nature. And then overtime, we're showing by dollars as opposed to FTE. Obviously, if you show an FTE of overtime, that means probably very little to most folks. Showing it by dollars really gives you a sense of how much overtime is in any given department. And then just some brief information on the department's mission, which already currently exists in the narrative, and then a description kind of the structure. The next part, we've identified distinct service areas in almost every department, and this is what you'll see for each service. The title of the service, whether it's mandated, discretionary, or committed, and then a strategic outcome. Right now, we're looking at using the county's mission statement. Many people may not even know that the county has a mission statement, but this will be tied to the components of that mission statement, which is provides high-quality services that promote self-sufficiency, enhance economic opportunity, quality of life. So every service will be attached to one of these, and part of that it's an ongoing goal then to develop strategic objectives related to each plank, if you will, of the mission statement, and that's kind of an ongoing project. But we wanted to start that process by associating services with what part of the mission it actually seeks to fulfill. Next will be activity data, what we do. For most departments, we have this identified. The number of clients we serve, the number of acres of parkland that are maintained, the number of people who visit the pools, the number of clients in a social service, things like that. The resource data, how we do it, just shows the resources dedicated, expenditures, revenues, tax levy, and then FTE positions will be a sum of the full-time and part-time positions. But it will also, again, not include vacancy and turnover and some of those other technical items. And then the last part, or the next part, is how well we do it, which is performance measures. We have developed performance measures for a number of services this year. We're going to be developing more as this process continues. This is really more of a formula as opposed to, you know, how many things do we do or when will we achieve a goal. It's an average cost of providing a service or the amount of time it takes to provide a service, things of that nature. Or in many cases, it'll be do we meet the terms of a federal or state audit? Do we get a good audit on some of our social services, things like that? And for DAS Fiscal, one of them obviously will be, you know, do we measure up to the best practices of presenting a budget as defined by the industry? And then finally will be the budget highlights. This will be some condensed text to sort of show how are we going to provide the service at this level that's portrayed in the narrative. This will include your budget changes, some of the other things. You know, here are some of the policy items. Also, there will also be information on major policy and expenditure changes, revenue changes earlier in the narrative in those analyses of overall expenditures and revenues. So you'll see everything a little bit more often. And finally, the personnel summary page. Currently, the narrative has a personnel changes summary, which just shows any actions in the budget that affect FTE positions. This will now show every position that's budgeted and a comparison between 13 and 14 with the variance and why. Like I mentioned before, if we're abolishing two positions, is that on a base of 5 or 200? And now you'll be able to see we're going from 23 and a half administrative assistants in this department to 21 and a half, and here's why. It'll also show, you know, maybe there was a current year action in July that happened, and so this will show that as well. So those are sort of the main changes. Obviously, a pretty significant change in the structure of the narrative. It is still largely in draft form, although we're pretty much starting to work on building this now. A quick note that this wouldn't be possible without the help of Joel Saltzman in DAS IMSD. He has really helped us automate this process even much more than it was before. Without his help, this wouldn't be possible at all. So definitely a big thanks to him. And if you have any questions or suggestions, I'll be happy to entertain them.
Supervisor Cullen.
I just have one question on the last page. Will there be any information on how many positions are vacant? Is that, I think it would fit here. Would it fit well on this graph or not?
The issue with that is that vacancy can change during the year. In general, I think we've usually said one vacant position of administrative assistant is abolished. We can certainly note in the explanation, I think, you know, abolished 2.0 vacant positions in 2014. That information will also continue to be in the budget highlights up above. We've usually included that, you know, whether it's filled or vacant. We've tried to include that as well. So I can see if we can implement that idea.
It's just easier for me to read.
Sure.
Thank you.
Supervisors Smith and Haas.
Thank you. Yes, I mean, I was on that same train of thought, kind of, you know, you mentioned V&T is in it, but actually it is in it, and I think we can improve on that. It, in the summary, you know, these other things are great. You know, the first criteria had in the board for talking to departments, they have a, you know, a template, I guess, to all to work from, and they really would help them so we have less of this. Unfortunately, we've had sometimes in the department will say, well, we didn't agree on that. I mean, there's something they have to follow, and there's going to be some agreement. I'm very happy to see that. So that's great for the departments, and I think helps us in our budgeting process. Again, on the summary thing, I know about, you know, too much verbiage, but maybe in the summary again, I tell you what I always look at, I don't know if anybody else agrees, is I always look at, and I really would like to see, well, how many full-time employees did we budget last year, okay, FTEs, okay, and then, you know, how did that work out? How many were actually funded? You know what? I think all of us, you know, I understand that's where departments, you know, try to make their budgets and V&T, You know, we want to give some leverage to that. We understand there changes have to be made, okay? But again, we're the ones who have to fund all these positions. It's on the tax levy, you know. We're the ones who have to stand up on this. So, you know, an honest accounting of how much you need, how much you did, you know, you're starting to do that here. That's great to see. But maybe, you know, that summary is, okay, what was the budget last year? You know, I know it's in here, but maybe the summary is very easy. What was the budget last year? How much are we asking this year? How many full-time employees as compared to last year? How many were funded? Okay, and you're starting to do that here. So that's very good to see. So, you know, again, we always have an honest budgeting process, but it's always, and we want to give the department some flexibility. Next report's about V&T. Is this acceptable V&T? Or if we're not given enough full-time employees, you know, when we see overtime, and then we see, you know, then you have to temps, you know, some departments use them more than others. But, I mean, that kind of understanding, so we see that, and we can feel good about, again, we want to give the departments the money they need to do the job, and not anymore. And if we get this kind of information that's summarized pretty easy for us, I mean, a long document, a lot of numbers, but if you can, at the end, for me, and this is my ask again, that it's nice to have these, but, if, you know, if we see in the summary, again, where we are compared to last year, how much more we're asking, and then a little maybe the verbiage to say, this is why we're asking this, and this is why we have to do it, like we got with A&E today. Well, we need this new position. So maybe you feel you've been doing that. But again, I think to have a summary of this would really be good. That'd be my 2 cents. Thank you.
Any other? Supervisor Haas and Supervisor Alexander.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Fudge, this is looking like a very positive step towards helping simplify some of the presentations. And actually, I had a question about when I was looking at the personnel summary page. This table is, again, very clean, very nice looking. I was wondering that, so it lists how many FTEs, the full-time equivalents you have on here. But then I thought, no, this doesn't actually tell me about how much those people get. But then I'm taking the committee's time to say, answer my own question, in a sense. Flip back a page, and I found under the strategic implementation, there you have a detailed breakdown of how much each position would receive, okay. Which is very helpful. One potential issue I can see coming of this is attempting to summarize and simplify things to the exclusion of providing detailed specific information. I think of it versus the computer graphical interface versus the text interface. I'm not going to lose the audience too much more with further explanation of that, but I think you'd be aware of that dilemma, Director Fudge, and I appreciate your attention to it. And then my real question then, okay, so we have, I do appreciate finding the specific breakdown of the personnel costs. Will there be a place in these documents where specific costs are broken down? For instance, I know there's been an outrage about the how much taxpayers have to chip in for rocket fuel.
Oh, okay. Lord.
So would that be specifically illustrated somewhere else, like in one of the fine print summaries down here? For a real department, say, beyond the Lunar Exploration Department.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, it would be in the budget or under the strategic implementation / budget highlights. You would still see, for instance, this contract is increasing from $300,000 to $400,000 for XYZ for such and such a service. That information will still be in there that's currently in the budget highlights. So the goal, obviously, is to provide, you know, full transparency and try to thread that needle of not giving so much text and information that it's overwhelming, but giving you and the public what they need to know about the decisions that are included.
Very good. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Stamper and Supervisor Bowen. Oh, I'm sorry, Alexander.
I give leeway to the members of the committee first, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. I'll wait.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your yearly whether a budget is in a deficit or a surplus. Are we able to distinguish which departments are able to budget based on funded positions but were not funded, and whether or not they're going to try to actually fill that position the following year, or just use that money as a surplus, or if it was a deficit, try to correct the deficit? You understand my question? Kind of.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, I believe so.
Kind of, you know, going back to the, you know, how.
Yeah.
You know, back on our, based on our discussion of actually funding what is there and what is not there versus overtime versus surplus versus deficit.
I think, you know, we always try to certainly, as Supervisor Schmidt said, only budget for what's necessary and will be needed. Trying to nail down in a budget document how many positions are filled, you know, throughout the year, it's always just such a snapshot. I know that, you know, we've had discussions, for instance, in parks, there's 200 FTEs of seasonal positions budgeted, but how many bodies is that? Mm-hmm. We can certainly try to say that, you know, funding is provided for the same level of seasonal hours, you know, 800 individuals or 100,000 hours, what have you, in the text. The specific question you've asked, I think, really gets to the, I think it's the next item, the vacant funded report, which again is always a snapshot. You know, it's difficult. The county's position of not really being able to have a fund balance means that we're doubly important not to run a deficit, because you don't really have a piggy bank to take from, and so positions often are one of the easiest ways, if you will, when there's a vacancy. And so you have to provide that flexibility, and you know, things happen during the year where maybe a revenue isn't coming in, and so, you know, managerially it makes sense to not fill a position or reduce the number of seasonals. And, you know, I understand the issue that you've brought up, and it's like, well, you know, but now we have to make sure that we come in our budget. So we'll certainly do our best to try to provide that information, you know, through the document and through the vacant funded report.
Thank you, Mr. That was exactly it. That's, you explained it well. So if that could be indicated, that'll be great.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Supervisor Stamper touched on exactly where the direction I was going as far as seeing the amount of actual employees that we have in some of these departments. I know in earlier discussions we kind of differed on that number. I mean, that number kind of goes from, some people say, as low as in the low 4,000s to mid 5,000. So seeing that reflected in the budget as well would be important for me. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. Thank you. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I'd like to compliment Director Fudge, because I think that what he's presenting to the committee incorporates a lot of the complaints that I and others aired last year's budget. But I wanted to offer one other suggestion as well, Mr. Chairman. I'm looking at page 6 of 9 of the PowerPoint or the PDF file, where it says budget summary at the top. And I'm wondering if, because most people trying to analyze this information are going to be looking at the difference between the 2013 budget and the 2014 budget, and therefore that far right column of variance is important, instead of having to go back and forth between multiple columns on every page for every department that you read, it would add a lot of ease to understanding if there were one more column there after the 2014-2013 variance that put that variance into a percentage format. So, for example, on personnel costs going across that top line, if the variance is 1 million, the next column over that could be created could show what percentage that 1 million is of the prior year of the 5 million, show it as a 20% positive increase. And I'm curious if Mr. Fudge has considered that or would have any comments for the committee on such a proposal. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, Supervisor. Director Fudge?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, thank you for the suggestion. I will see if something like that can be implemented either on this page or perhaps maybe a summary that includes every department so that you can kind of scroll, look down a list of every department and see the changes in that. We can certainly take a look at that.
As soon as the budget is released, as soon as we receive the budget message, I think it would be opportune for that staff to set up appointments, provide briefings, many trainings, whatever, since the new format will be given to not only this committee but to all supervisors during the budget process. I would, even though this is being done, what you think is for clarity and for the possibility of being eligible or looking toward winning the GFOA Budget Presentation Award, we still need for this to be practical and real as it relates to the budget process. So I would hope that fiscal staff would come up with some scheduling, some contacting of supervisors, so that individual supervisors can sit down with your staff. And if there are any questions, and I don't know how long this is going to take, this is something that maybe you can do a dry run on, mm-hmm. but it's something that would be important to us in as much as it seems drastic, significant changes are being made. That would be very appreciated.
Sure, Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, I'd be happy to do that.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? I ask that I entertain a motion so that the other 9 supervisors can receive this information. I ask for a motion. Supervisor Roman West has provided a motion to receive and place on file, item number 13. Comments, questions? Supervisor Haas.
No, Mr. Chairman, no.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.